Big Picture's on today. The Associate Agriculture Minister, Mark Patterson, speaking at the International Wool Textile Congress in Adelaide. He's another example of a government out in the world looking to drum up some business. Campaign for Wool trustee Sandra Faulkner's with us on this. Sandra, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you know Mark? I don't know him from a bar of soap, but I've watched him in Parliament. I've never seen a guy more passionate about wool in my life. He's out there and he's hustling.
Absolutely. Yes, I do know Mark, and I tell you what, it's fantastic having a minister out there, as you say, publicly backing New Zealand's farmers and what we produce.
What's the state of the industry and my following of it? Strong wool's tough going, fine wool's okay.
Yes, and you've pretty much nailed it. And that's the whole point of getting out there publicly and starting to, you know, just realise and celebrate what we actually produce. And it's about our economy going forward, isn't it? It's something that that you highlight often.
Exactly, I try to. The strong wool story, can it be better told, or do people not get it, or what's holding us back in that sense?
Well, there's money in wool. It's just not getting back to the farmers that grow it. I think that's the important thing to remember. We're dealing with a product that's natural and warm and fire retardant. And, we've been busy banning plastic cutlery and plastic shopping bags and everything else. But what we haven't got out there, I think, is the message that it takes, on the last count, 22,000 plastic bags to put a nylon carpet in your home, in your average home here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's an awful lot of plastic bags. So really, it's about, you know, just going back to the basics of wool and getting out there and celebrating it, and then collaborating within the industry, because at the moment it's pretty competitive and it's always a fight for the bottom dollar. So it's actually about changing up some of those structures as well, I think.
And is Mark the person to do it? Is this government, are this government the people to do it? And do you hold hope?
I absolutely hold hope. You could call me a wool tragic if you like, but I'm pretty sure, you know, from a campaign for wool point of view, everywhere we go, people are fascinated by the product. They're fascinated by what it can do for them and their families in their homes, but more to the point, what it can do for the planet as well. So, and as I say, it comes back to the fact that there is money in wool. We've just got to figure out how to support the growers and the families on the land that produce it.
Go well with it. Nice to talk to you, Sandra. Sandra Faulkner, who's the Campaign for Wool trustee.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.